We show images, not as a substitute for good arguments. We bring it when it comes to making the scientific case for the humanity of the unborn and the philosophical case for their value. But pictures change how people feel about abortion. Facts and arguments change how they think, and both are vital for changing behavior. Every social reform movement that's been successful in the last 150 years has used graphic imagery. American and British missionaries in the Congo at the end of the 1800s smuggled out crude photographs of children that King Leopold II of Belgium had exploited by cutting off their hands and legs because they didn't gather enough rubber for his insurgent troops. And pretty soon, Leopold was out of business. If you look at what happened with slaves here in the U.S. with crude black and white photographs of Africans beaten on the back, the civil rights era, you saw pictures of black men being lynched. These graphic, horrible pictures did what no talking could ever do. And the same is true with abortion. Father Frank Pavone puts it real well, says America will tolerate abortion as long as it never has to see abortion.